We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. Packers going to get the dub on Thanksgiving against the Detroit Lions, 29-22. Go Pack is the first comment from Ken. Hell yeah. Very nice win today as the Packers not only beat the Lions, but I think you saw a lot of what you wanted to see, not just in Jordan Love, but in this team. I think one of the things that I've been talking about is you don't let if you're going to try to figure out if Jordan Love is good, you don't have the rest of the team be bad. And you don't have young guys grow together in football. That's something you can do in baseball. That's something you can do in basketball. Well, today it kind of worked. Okay. Today, like, it worked. It paid off. Jaden Reed was good. Christian Watson was good. Even A.J. Dillon was good. The defense was good. There was a lot of good. There was a lot of good in this game. And so, yes, Detroit kind of made it interesting at the end. And, yes, maybe they delayed your Thanksgiving meal by a few minutes. But they got the win, and this was a big win. And what I liked the most about this win was that it was the game that everybody saw. So if there was a Jordan Love performance that you have seen clips of or highlights of, and I'm not just talking Packers fans now, I'm talking the country. If there was anything you hear, you got to on Thanksgiving. Everyone watches football. Although, quick aside, I had to start watching the football on my computer because the parade was on the TV and my kid wanted to see Santa. Of course, you have to. The parade doesn't end until noon. When did that happen? I thought the parade always ended and then you go to football. Now they're stretching that shit till noon. Fucking Santa ain't even worth that. Bullshit. So I don't like that. But I do like that the Packers were able to have this performance. And I don't know what the reaction is going to be. I mean, we're one game out of the playoff. I don't know if that's where people want to go with this. I don't know if it's just. But again, to me, and what I told Paul and Grant earlier this week was, I'm not like super into what next year's rookie class has. I'm not like super serious about, oh, a playoff race. I just want to see this team get better, and I want to see Jordan Love look good. And Jordan Love looked good, and that's really all that I can ask for in this one. Plus, from a Thanksgiving perspective, there's been a lot of years the Packers have gone to Detroit as a good team and lost. Rodgers, I think there was a year he didn't play. They lose with Matt Flynn 7-3, or he got hurt in that game. I'm thinking of Ndamukong Suh stepping on Evan Dietrich Smith's face. I'm thinking of Dre Bly having a couple of interceptions in those throwbacks. So I think of all that stuff today. So just from a Thanksgiving standpoint, nice to get a little revenge on a team who kicked our ass earlier this year and cost us the playoffs last year. The Sean O'Connell, I don't know if anybody loves Thanksgiving as much as this man. How are you? Great Thanksgiving to you.
Yes, thank you. I hope you're having a great one as well. It sure has started very nicely. Did you mention the Jason Garrett Thanksgiving game in the disappointments as well?
Well, yeah, I was specifically thinking Lions games, but okay. If you want to add some of the Cowboys games, oh, we've got a whole nother slate that we can rip off. But it does feel like in recent years it's only been – when's the last time we played the Cowboys on Thanksgiving?
It has been a while now that I think about it.
It seems like it's Lions.
But there was a time when it was Dallas every year, and we usually came off second best. But I don't have a whole hell of a lot. I got back-to-back signature wins for Jordan Love. Holy cow. And Matt LaFleur, really, I am not a Matt LaFleur guy. You know this. I am a big
Don't
man.
Forget, we lost on Favre's retirement night on Thanksgiving to the Bears.
Yes, that is true, too. Yes, we did lose that. Oh, damn, that's right, because that was when they introduced the third game on Thanksgiving. But yeah, I'm a big man, I'll admit. Matt LaFleur coached his ass off today. He really did. Undermanned team, and he went more gas and less breaks today, which is not what he's been doing as of late. So I'm happy for him. When he's successful, our team's successful. And even though I don't like him, I'm glad that he did well today.
LaFleur had a great game. I don't really have any decisions that he made that I would have taken back. Greg Olsen was going on and on about a fair catch kick. I mean, whatever. That's very nitpicky. I think the fourth down play was, I'm glad they went for it on fourth there. The play seemed to be more of an A.J. Dillon error, and we love to shit on A.J. Dillon. However, even though that play was a disgrace, A.J. Dillon had a really nice game. I say that, and then I look at his stats, and it's only 14 for 43 with a 3 average and then 3 of 38. So statistically, if your box score reading, you could have asked for more, but A.J. Dillon in this game, he was good. He gave them good runs when they needed them, and I have no complaints other than the obvious one about A.J. Dillon today.
Yes, spot on. And the fourth down play was rough. However, there were other spots where he did, especially on his first down carries, he was very effective and either got us into short down and go to gain situations, or he made first downs on first down carries. So yes, I agree with you, Bart, that there was the one glaring problem. However, after that, he did show us why he is the mayor of Door County.
Yeah, he is. Absolutely. Are you in your front? Don't you have Thanksgiving blowups out there?
Yes, I do. However, I'm just making sure my turkey's doing okay.
Oh, you're in the backyard. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and the Globes are undefeated at Green. I've been doing this recently, and they are currently undefeated. And so, yeah, like I said, I hope everyone's having a happy Thanksgiving. It's a truly American holiday. We are all Americans. I got my turkey daddy. I can still fit into it after Fat Guy Summer. So thank God for that. And go Badgers too. We got our beer. So drink your beer, eat your Thanksgiving turkey or whatever protein you're having. Say hi to your relations or whoever you have over and cherish them, because it could all end tomorrow. Love you, pal.
Love you. These Sean O'Connell. If you guys are watching the coverage post game, Dan is upset they didn't have a turkey for Jordan Love. I know that there's like a John Madden. It's a John Madden award now. I don't have the game on. Someone like tell me what happened. Somebody tell me what they did or whatever happened.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.